Death is my beat. I make my living from it. I forge my professional reputation on it. I treat it with the passion and precision of an undertaker, somber and sympathetic about it when I'm with the bereaved, a skilled craftsman with it when I'm alone. I've always thought the secret of dealing with death was to keep it at arm's length. That's the rule. Don't let it breathe in your face. But my rule didn't protect me. When the two detectives came for me and told me about Sean, a cold numbness quickly enveloped me. It was like I was on the other side of the aquarium window. I moved as if underwater, back and forth, and looked out at the rest of the world through the glass. From the back seat of their car, I could see my eyes in the rearview mirror, flashing each time we passed beneath a streetlight. I recognized the 1,000-yard stare I had seen in the eyes of fresh widows I had interviewed over the years.